This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The number of chronically homeless people living on the street has declined by more than 10% in 1 year, according to the Department of Housing and Urban Development. They're touting it as a remarkable decline. Other experts say there is some good news, but there are a lot of homeless people missing from the new numbers. NPR's Libby Lewis reports.
More than 1,500 cities and towns reported a drop in the number of people defined as chronically homeless between 2005 and 2006. Housing Secretary Alfonso Jackson announced the figures.
That's nearly 20,000 fewer persons living on our streets. This is good news.
He said the drop reflects the fact that more money is being pumped into programs that give the hardcore homeless permanent housing and social services. That funding created about 4,000 new units of permanent housing last year. Even so, Jackson himself qualified the praise during the news conference more than once.
Please, today, make no mistake. Today's announcement is just a progress report. Yes, we are winning some of the battles, but homelessness remains a problem.
Michael Stoops of the National Coalition of the Homeless says HUD's definition of chronically homeless leaves out a lot of people, including families with children.
People staying with family and friends, sleeping on couches, sleeping on the floor. And that happens in a lot of rural communities, ethnic communities, where there's still that belief that you take in your friend or relative who's having a hard time.
HUD defines chronically homeless as single adults who've been homeless for one full year and who have mental health problems or problems with drugs and alcohol. In other words, the panhandler on the corner may get counted. The family headed to the local shelter will not. Maria Foscarinas heads the National Law Center for Homelessness and Poverty. She says it's true the government has put more money into helping the hardest of the hardcore homeless.
That's great. It's great for the people, and it's great because it shows us that it is possible to end homelessness. But it's also very ironic.
Ironic, she says, because at the same time, the Bush administration wants to cut billions of dollars in HUD programs for housing for low-income people, the very programs that are aimed at keeping people from becoming homeless. Libby Lewis, NPR News, Washington.